You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Joe Wheeler State Park at the National Bass Trail National Championships. My friend Joseph Tully shared with me about Mr. Robbie Goose Henderson, and we are here today at the tournament. They have just finished up, and I have Jeff and Goose with me right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jeff and Goose Henderson.
Thank you for inviting us on.
Thank you. Hello.
Absolutely. Where are you guys from?
We're from the northwest suburbs of Chicago. We fish out of the Wisconsin region because that's about an hour from us. They do have an Illinois region, but that's way down south, and it's closer for us to be in the Wisconsin region.
And so out of the Wisconsin region to come here to Rogersville, Alabama, this is part of that regional tournament?
Yes.
All the way from Wisconsin to Alabama?
Yes, if I'm correct.
Well, what it is, we fish the regionals up there, and you qualify for the regionals, and if you qualify in the regionals come down here, then you come down here for the national championship.
How are you guys doing so far here in Alabama?
I've caught two bass, about 3.04 pounds. My biggest right now is 2.19, and they're both largemouth.
And it's a three-day tournament, so this is day one.
How are you both enjoying the state of Alabama and here specifically at Joe Wheeler State Park? How's the fishing for you?
Fishing has actually been kind of tough. We saw a few gull in pre-fishing. We did not see a bass until today. I take that back. We've seen micro bass that just hatched, and it's been really tough. About 5 hours we didn't see a fish, a few days.
Well, let me ask you this, Goose. Have you had tough tournaments before? Is this your first tough time?
No. It was actually my first tournament I did on Lake Geneva, and that we had how many foot waves?
4-foot swells.
4-foot swell waves. And we had to... We were so scared that we were going to go in. And then 17 minutes left, I won. With a large mouth.
When did you start fishing, Goose?
Ever since I could hold a fishing pole.
So Dad had you out there fishing?
Yes.
Because of his love of fishing? Is that where that comes from?
My family's.
Your family's love of fishing?
Yes.
And so you've always loved it. When did you actually get into tournament?
Actually, last year, to be honest.
Wow. How old are you?
14.
So you started when you were 13?
Yeah.
Amazing. And what's the age limit? Can a person who's, say, 11 years old get involved?
Yes.
So it's any age?
Under 16 is the junior division, and then after that you move up to the adult division. We have juniors and adult here at this tournament.
Okay, so that means that you can participate with Goose as adult and junior?
I could, but I didn't qualify, but he qualified, so I was allowed to come down here and captain the boat. But I did not qualify, so I'm not fishing. Just him.
How does that make you feel, that he qualified and he's down here in Alabama at 14?
I'm so proud of him. When this started and when he qualified for nationals, I told my wife, I said, we're going to do anything we have to in our power to make him eligible to come down here. And it's been wonderful. He's got sponsors that have stepped up and helped. And if it wasn't for everybody like that, we wouldn't be here. But we were going to do whatever we had to make it. He earned it. We're going to let him do it.
With gas prices and expenses of everything going up, it does definitely take money to be able to come from even a place like Wisconsin to North Alabama for sure.
Oh, yeah. We left Saturday night at 9 p.m. and we drove straight through the night and got here at the hotel at 9 in the morning. We had a few stops on the way, but... It was a long trip, but yeah, with gas prices and everything, yeah, nobody anticipated this high when we said we were coming down.
Wow. How has the autism community embraced what you do, Goose?
Fishing for Autism is my biggest sponsor right now. They help me because I'm high functioning with Asperger's syndrome, and it's hard, but fishing has really helped me out.
I'm very familiar with Asperger's and high functioning because we have a nephew in my home who lives with us. We've raised him, and he is the same.
Really?
And he has his college degree. He earned his 2-year college degree while he was in high school, and now he is a senior in college at 21 years old.
Cool.
So he's doing very well. He'll be independent. He has his own job. He works, and he'll be able to live on his own. So I'm very proud of his accomplishments and what he's able to do. And here you are proving exactly what he's done as a 14-year-old. You're a great example to others who think, well, what can I do? Where do I fit? It may not be fishing. It may be something else. But, again, it might be fishing for somebody, and they may find that they have a love and a passion for fishing like you do.
Yep.
How does it make you feel to be an example to others that they watch you and see your success and think, I can do that too?
It just makes me feel good that I'm helping people out. Yeah.
And Jeff, the prognosis for Goose when he was a little guy, what were doctors saying? What was the possibilities for him?
Well, they first told us he had ADHD. And then one of our friends said, you know, I think he's been misdiagnosed. So we went to a different doctor and they did a full range of tests. And that's when we found out. I was scared to death. I didn't know anything about it or anything. I didn't know what to do. And then I started doing research and hearing some of the famous people that have Asperger's. You know, they don't classify it that anymore. It's just now that you're on the autistic spectrum. And we've had to adapt, and he found something that has really helped him cope and everything. So he's happy with it, so I'm going to keep and support him every way I can. You know, and we've got great people that sponsors have stepped up and have really helped him. And if it wasn't for all them, we wouldn't be where we're at. And, you know, and his love of fishing. As long as he loves to do it, I'll keep doing it. Our family is really supportive of him.
It's pretty cool that your family had a background in fishing
and that he did actually embrace that, because it could have been that he didn't embrace it, but he has, and he's doing really well at it.
Yeah, he really is. You know, my wife and her family have gone up to Upper Wisconsin Northwoods fishing ever since she was a little kid. His uncle is his best friend. He's a big-time fisherman. They go out all the time. My grandfather was my fishing partner. When he passed away, I lost interest. And then when I met my wife, she got me back into fishing. So, yeah, our whole family fishes. And his biggest thing for his birthday, what do we do for your birthday?
Eat fish. Specifically walleye and punch.
Every year, that's his birthday dinner that we catch up and we go to Wisconsin. And every birthday, he wants walleye and perch for his birthday dinners.
Oh, and those walleye, they're fighters. We call them sauger down here, too.
Yeah, they are fighters.
And perch, man, that's some great eating.
Yeah, especially when you catch a walleye and beetle spins. Those are fun fighters.
Yep.
Now we're getting into how to fish. Don't give away all your secrets, Goose.
No.
When you come down to a place like this and you don't know anybody, but the fishing community is a community as well, how do they embrace you, Goose? Do they take you in as one of their own? Do you get some pals, some new friends here?
I actually get new friends.
And like I said, I started a Facebook page for him to keep him interested in fishing, like in the wintertime, and he's got tons of people that follow. And we reached out to them. Anybody fish Lake Wheeler, help us out. And we've had so many people reach out and help him, you know, go do this, in different baits and everything. So, you know, like you said, the fishing community, it's a big family. They support each other.
Now, I don't see, from what I can tell, many 14-year-olds around here. Are you the youngest out here today?
No, there's an 11-year-old. And he's my best friend.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But he is from what state?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Man, you're making friends all over the place.
Yeah, they just met like 2 days ago. We did we do a live every Sunday night with his Facebook page, and he just happened to be in the area. We brought him in, and they become real good friends, swimming together and everything, and even sharing secrets.
I watched the last live that you both did as you were talking about coming to Alabama, and I'm glad that you both can be here, and I appreciate the fact that we have some time to talk today, and when we come back on the next segment, I want to share how people can connect with you, Goose, become your friend, and follow your journey, because I know that there are those out there who need that kind of encouragement, and people from all walks of life need some inspiration, man, and you're giving that encouragement and that inspiration by getting up at, say, 4:30 in the morning to get ready for a fishing tournament, and a lot of people, man, they don't have the will sometimes to even get up at noon. And maybe somebody listening right now listens to you and says, you know what, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to find something that I'm good at and I'm going to start doing it. Yep. So I hope that we can have that conversation in the next segment, too, to be an encouragement to other people. You are listening to The Mark White Show from Joel Wheeler State Park in Rogersville, Alabama, as we are at the National Bass Trail National Championship. And I hope that you'll stick with us as I continue this conversation with Mr. Robbie Goose Henderson and his dad, Jeff. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am coming to you from Joe Wheeler State Park in Rogersville, Alabama, at the National Bass Trail National Championship. And right now, I have with me a couple of new friends, and that is Robbie Goose Henderson and his dad, Jeff. Robbie is 14 years old. He's here at this tournament. He's on the junior side of things, but he qualified. He came all the way from his home state of Wisconsin to the state of Alabama to be a part of this. And he is a great example for so many of us who need that encouragement and need that inspiration, and especially when it comes to the autism community. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Goose.
Thank you.
Glad to have you, buddy. And Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I think that this message today can be an encouragement for people, no matter where they're at in life, to just have that little bit of extra boost, a little bit of kick in the pants, if you will, to say, let's get going and do something and make a difference. And Goose, how does it feel for you to be carrying the torch for the autism community to make a difference in this way, and to know that people are watching you and looking to you for an example of be a success at something you love to do?
It really makes me inspired for people, because I really want to help people out. I hate when people struggle in life. I want to help them out.
I'm the same way, because when we have our own struggles, when we have our own difficulties, it definitely can put a fire in us that we don't want people to feel bad like we have in the past.
Yeah.
And at 43 years old now, I turned 43 on Sunday, one of the things I think about is, as you're a 14-year-old, I think, well, what would 14-year-old Mark want? What would Mark want somebody to do for him? And then I think, as an older person, hey, I can come down and I can recognize this person today and make them feel good about what they're doing, feel good about themselves. And then that right there helps me as a person and encourages me.
First off, happy belated birthday.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
And can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, so what we're doing is being an encouragement to each other. I come down here and I want to encourage you as a teenager to say, hey, you keep going, you keep doing well, you caught two fish today, you've had a successful day, and tomorrow can be even more successful, and you know that.
Yeah.
So this is just the beginning. When you go out there and you start fishing and you think, man, this is a tough day, but you don't tell your dad, hey, let's just go. 30 minutes in, you're still out there fishing. An hour in, you're still out there fishing. You're still trying. You don't just quit and say, well, let's just take our shirts off and go back to Wisconsin because I'm just not having a good day today, right?
Right. I did not do that. I persevered with this all today. It took me about half hour to like 3 hours just to catch my first fish. And then it took about, an hour just to catch the second one. So you gotta stick with it.
What happens, Goose, when you catch that first fish, though?
You just set off a chain. You hope there's more in that school. Or if it's a single one, you go to another spot around there to see if there is more, like we did. Or you just leave that spot alone for a little bit and then come back and just probably another one just sitting there.
You know, Jeff, fishing is a lot like life, because you do take time, you're persistent, you work toward it.
you may not catch for a while, and then suddenly something hits that line, and you start bringing it in, and you feel some success, and you think, okay, this is why I'm out here, and you then go for that next one.
And then your heart starts beating fast.
Yeah, you know, it is. You got to take one day at a time and, you know, enjoy with everything you God gives you and everything. And that one fish, you know, it wasn't the biggest fish. It qualified, but that just sets the tone to go out there and keep on going. And his goal was for the three-day tournament was catch one fish, because you can't catch two if you don't catch one. And that was his goal. And so, but actually, I'm so proud with him. He has stuck with it and this heat and everything. And not once did he say, I want to go in. Until the very end, he goes, Dad, I want to make sure we're in there by 2 o'clock because they opened the scales and we didn't want any dead fish. So that was the only time he's like, let's go in. So, but, you know, he stayed with it, and I'm very proud of him doing all that. So, but like I said, we're down here for him, so it's up to what he wants to do. So we're very proud of him.
Catch one fish. That's a great motto if you think about it. Catch one fish, because that means you're going to keep working until you catch that first one. And then once you catch the first one, you're going to go for the second one and the third one and the fourth one. But a lot of people out there, maybe they feel like they haven't caught that fish yet. And I'm speaking metaphorically right now, that maybe they haven't caught that fish. But they're out there, they're trying, they're working hard. We want them to know that we are here to encourage them to keep on fishing and to catch that first fish and get that motivation and that inspiration to keep going.
Yep. That's what we need to do more often. And like my dad says, you say it. You say it.
You got to catch one before you can catch two. Which one? Oh, yeah. There's more than fishing than just fishing.
That too. And then more tackle boxes than Xboxes.
More tackle boxes than Xboxes. What does that mean, Goose?
We need more people outdoors instead of playing video games all day.
Were you a gamer?
I am, but I like to fish.
So too. You have a good balance.
Yeah, and I do play fishing video games a lot.
Does it help you? Do you think it helps?
No.
Okay.
I just do it for entertainment.
At least like, you're honest. You're like, hey, I'm learning how to fish here on the video game. No.
No. It just helps me learn. It just calms me down when I need it.
Yeah, so you have those moments when you do get stressed out.
Yeah.
What, those experiences for you to find something that calms you, and if a video game does that, then I'm glad that that's what you have to take care of that. What do you tell people that maybe haven't found what takes away that stress or makes them feel better?
Just go find something you guys love to do. That's what I did. About how many years ago now?
It's been a long time. Oh, shoot. You're 14. You've been fishing ever since you got a hold of a fishing pool. So let's say maybe 3 years old. So you've been, you know, a good 10, 11 years.
Yeah. Just find something you guys like to do. I found my thing for 11 years now.
And there may be some looking that has to happen for that person to find what they love, but once they do, that's something that they can carry with them, hopefully for the rest of their life, and they can turn to it when they feel a little down or feel stressed out or need something to give them a boost. And I know that we all need that at some point, because we all get down and discouraged at times. And right now is not a time to be discouraged, because here we are in a beautiful place here in the state of Alabama, and you've come all the way from where you live in Wisconsin. You're getting to see a new part of the country. You're getting to meet new people. You're making new friends. And I know that your love of fishing plus your love of people, in that combination, this is a wonderful experience for you as a 14-year-old.
It is. It really is.
Is it hard to find sponsors, Goose?
Somewhat. You just got to find the right ones that want to help. And sometimes they just come up and ask you. Other times, you have to ask.
That's right. And if you don't ask, it's kind of like not fishing, right?
Yeah.
You don't catch the fish.
Mm-hmm.
How about this logo that's on your shirt, Autism Anglers?
Oh. Dale, another one of the autism groups I represent?
Yes.
They actually made a fishing reel with 6 skill. I actually own. How many of them do we own?
We own 3.
We own 3 of them. And I have one already tied on ready for my tournament combos.
Really?
Yeah. And I like it so much I caught a fish on it today.
Nice.
Yes, 6 Skill Fishing came out with an autism reel and rod. And for every sale, a portion of that sale goes to Autism Anglers. I don't remember the exact amount and everything, but if you go on there, It does say that. So every reel and rod that they do sell, a percentage goes back to Autism Anglers. They're a non-profit organization based out of a Florida area. And they've Robbie loved their logo and everything, and he asked, can I represent them? And they said, oh, by all means, you know, he's on the spectrum, so it all fit in perfectly.
Beautiful. And that is Six Gill is who that
Six
organization
Gill.
Is?
Yep. Six Gill is the company that makes the rods and reels. And and anyone that buys it, a percentage goes back to Autism for Anglers.
Autism
for Anglers, I'm sorry.
And Six Gill, is that the number six or S-I-X?
S-I-X-G-I-L-L.
Excellent. And people can support that effort too, Autism Anglers.
The other one, Fishing for Autism, that is his F4A. That is one of his major sponsors. He is actually on their pro staff. They sponsor him. He's really the only fisherman that they stepped up. That is a not-for-profit organization out of Southern Indiana. Mr. M.C. Norris has started that, and they stepped up and they really backed Robbie. And their mission is there's more to fishing than just fishing, and we're in this together.
Well, and we want to try to recognize those organizations while we're here because they're very special to you. They are the reason that you're able to come from Wisconsin to the state of Alabama to be a part of this tournament and to be able to do what you love. People can help you, Robbie, by supporting your effort and going to your page as well. I know that Robbie's Goose Fishing
Adventures.
Robbie's Goose Fishing Adventures is the group on Facebook, and you can follow that. And I encourage you to follow that because every Sunday you guys do a live video, right? Or
yes.
Try to. Maybe there's a Sunday where it might not happen.
Yeah, like Easter Sunday, holidays.
Yes.
We do keep everybody up to date. We try to go every Sunday, but there are some days where he's just not in the mood. And we do post, hey, Robbie's not feeling up to it. We're not doing live, but we try to do it every Sunday night. But we are very active on our page, so people can follow when it does. And we do live. It's basically talking fishing with the Goose. And he talks stories, talking about coming to national sponsors, and just has a good old time.
And if you have someone and you're listening right now that, say they're on the spectrum, or someone who's looking for something to do, to have a passion for, an interest, then this might be something that you need to lead them to Robbie's Goose Fishing Adventures. Let them follow the group. Show them the group. Let them watch some of the videos. Let them see what Robbie's out here doing on the fishing tournaments. And maybe that might inspire them to step up and find something they love, like fishing.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you both have been able to join me here today at Joe Wheeler State Park. And I do wish you continued success through the tournament as we are here at the National Bass Trail National Championships with Robbie Goose Henderson and his dad, Jeff, at Joe Wheeler State Park in Rogersville, Alabama. Thank you for joining me, Goose.
You bet, and thank you guys for having me on.
Absolutely. And Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. We greatly appreciate it.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Robbie Goose Henderson and his dad, Jeff. And I hope you are encouraged by this show. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. Subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to the Mark White Show now on 98.1 The Beat in Huntsville, Alabama, through Rocket City Broadcasting at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday morning. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show from Joe Wheeler State Park in Rogersville, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-9222. 3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.